But why do we have... I get that. But I feel like there should be some limit to who can come and present themselves and say, okay, this is what I want to do. Because somehow the voters will not have the confidence and say, okay, we can vote for these people. So therefore, the voter apathy.
And let's also remember that political parties can be registered, but few of them actually participate in any form of election. So that's a by-election or a presidential election. Mm. What are the chances that even those that introduce themselves will actually participate? Because even in 2021, we saw there's been a number of political parties that are registered. But we only saw about 16 of them that actually contested at presidential level. And even worse, others didn't even participate at some of these, whether it's parliamentary or even local government level. We didn't see them participate. So it's one thing to be registered, but it's another to have the capacity to even participate in some of these elections. But going into the 13th of August 2026, we'll continue following up on this and seeing how this goes, especially with the several political parties that exist and are already registered and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see how exactly this will go.
Yeah.
Thank you for your messages. Thank you for your calls, your interactions generally. Remember, to live on our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we can keep the conversation going. For now, though, we get into our main news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning, the headlines. National Association for Smallholder Farmers urges government to revive cotton pricing following reopening of Mulungushi textiles. UPND dismisses Tonse Alliance manifesto as lacking substance. And in global news, US intercepts and seizes Iranian flagged cargo ship. And now the news in detail. My name is Christine Ngwisha. The National Association for Smallholder Farmers has urged government to review the pricing structure of cotton in the country to ensure that farmers fully benefit from the reopening of Mulungushi textiles. Association Executive Director Dr. Frank Kayula has told Phoenix News that government's intervention is crucial in both the production of raw materials and the processing sector if the country is to achieve its broader development goals. Dr. Kayula has emphasized the need for strong outgrower programs to support cotton farmers and sustain the operations of the textile industry. He has further noted that government should explore ways of cushioning farmers against high production costs, particularly those supplying cotton to the Mulungushi textiles. Meanwhile, Dr. Kayula is also calling on the Cotton Board of Zambia to engage in wider consultation and develop sustainable solutions to the challenges faced by cotton farmers in order to ensure a steady supply of raw materials to the textile industry.
Because farmers are not happy with the pricing structure. Yes, it's good that it opens, but then there are other things that need to be looked at. Can we sit down with farmer reps and farmers and see how we can structure the cotton industry from Mulungushi textile to be able to stand? That's our take. Let's see it handle both sides, the production side as well as the processing side. But if we just handle the processing side, where are they going to get the raw materials from? We will need the outgrower programs so that the textile industry is supported. The industry on its own, that factor on its own, may not survive. It will close again. Okay. Otherwise, in general, it's a good thing.
Member of the Public-Private Partnership PPP Council of Ministers Noah Nkoma has admitted that weak supervision has contributed to challenges faced in some PPP projects. Mr. Nkoma has told Phoenix News that government supervisory role in some projects was very weak, a situation that led to implementation gaps and concerns over performance, including on projects such as Ndola-Sakanya Road. He, however, says corrective measures have since been put in place, with government now engaging independent consultants to oversee all PPP projects and ensure compliance with agreed standards. Ms. Nkoma notes that the move is aimed at strengthening accountability, improving project delivery, and restoring confidence in the PPP model. His comment comes amid concerns about recent PPP failures, stressing that lessons have been learned and that future projects will be subjected to stricter monitoring frameworks.
The government will take it very seriously because any failed project is an indictment to the government. So what we realize is that our supervisory oversight was weak, right? Because we are not insisting on independent consultants to be able to certify these roads before we commission them. We have corrected that to ensure that going forward, all projects have got suitably qualified independent consultants to certify them.
The UPND has described the recently launched Tonsi Alliance manifesto as lacking substance and unlikely to win the trust of citizens. UPND spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa has charged that the manifesto launched on Saturday is detached from the realities of the country and does not reflect the progress being recorded under the current administration. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwitwa says the opposition alliance cannot convince well-meaning citizens with what he considers empty political messaging, adding that leadership claims must be backed by facts and measurable results. He says the UPND administration has overseen improvements in key economic indicators, including growth of 6%, debt restructuring, and 5.2 billion foreign reserves, as evidence that the economy is recovering not only in graphs and statistics, but reality. Mr. Mwitwa says the 2026 election will be decided on facts and numbers rather than political slogans, and has challenged opponents to present credible alternatives that can withstand public scrutiny. Some of the key highlights in the manifesto include shifting from a consumption to production-based economy, debt recycling, introduction of tax relief to constrained businesses, energy diversification, construction of 500,000 affordable housing units, reserving 30% of public procurement to women-owned businesses, and expanding social protection programs, among others.
No Zambian can trust them because actions speak louder than words. When they had an opportunity to run this country, they ran it down. They left this country in a huge debt, which President HH successfully led the way to its renegotiation for debt restructuring. So what Honorable Mundubire is saying is tantamount to blowing hot air. There is no substance there. And people should desist from making statements that are at variance with facts, because 2026 will be about facts. President HH says numbers don't lie. Now you are talking about $5.2 billion worth of foreign reserves. Then what is he talking about? There's nothing.
The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACI, says it expects complaints of mining firms not giving business opportunities to local suppliers and contractors to reduce drastically following the recent enacting of the law. ZACI head of mining, Augustine Mobanga, says the enacted local content law must begin to deliver tangible benefits for Zambian businesses, stating that the country cannot afford continued exclusion of local players in the mining value chain. Mr. Mubanga has told Phoenix News that the statutory instrument is a progressive piece of legislation that now requires strict enforcement to ensure mines prioritize local suppliers and contractors. Under Statutory Instrument No. 68 of 2025, mining companies are mandated to procure at least 20% of core goods and services from Zambian-owned firms aimed at increasing local participation, building capacity among domestic firms, and driving economic diversification, with full implementation targeted for this year, 2026.
The atmosphere will change going forward, because even if those mines you know, like it or not, between now and June, they need to set aside about 20% of their annual procurement towards the local companies.